So there's different types of sin in Islam. Okay, so major sins are the ones that require specific repentance from. Minor sins, they get erased automatically from prayer to prayer, from fast to fast, you know, these sorts of things. And so people can be affected by waswas, and this happens, right? And there's famous examples that people already know about, you know, with wudu and stuff like that, or with your prayer. You might do one prayer 7 times and like, oh, well, did I forget something? You can have the same sort of waswas when it comes to repentance. And I've seen this, you know, so some people can be like, oh, well, did I make a direct plea for forgiveness for this particular thing that I did, or this thing or that thing, you know? And yeah, I mean, there's a balance, right? Because it's not just about feeling regret. If you have a major sin, then you need to specifically repent from it. And regret is part of that repentance, but it's not all of it, right? And there's another dimension. If you have affected somebody else, then even those two things are not necessarily enough. You have to fix it too, right? Allah says in Surah Al-An'am, He says, "Antaba wa aslaha," right? Like who repents and fixes it, right? And so all these sorts of ingredients are important. So you need to differentiate. You need to be balanced. You can't fall on the side of waswas, where you're now second guessing every single part of your repentance for every single little thing. No, a major sin requires a specific act of repentance, and if it affected somebody else, you have to try to make it right with that person or whatever you did. But then at the same time, yeah, there's other sins that are minor sins that get erased automatically, you know, that and that's the mercy of Allah.